Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Saturday, June 20th, and today I want to talk about what I feel is the biggest danger with all this information on the internet. Now, it's not what most people say, right? So you want to make sure that you listen to everything I have to say during this time we have together. People talk about all the information on the internet all the time, right? The dangers of it. And what do they say? The first thing they'll talk about is, oh, you just can't trust what all these people are saying on the internet. There's so much misinformation out there. You can't take advice from these so-called experts. You hear a lot of that out there. First of all, let me tell you that I don't believe that's true. I believe that although there may be people out there giving you misinformation, the internet is full of people who are so passionate about what they do, so willing to share their expertise with you just because they're so proud of what they've learned. They're so excited about their lives. There's podcasts, there's videos, there's blogs, websites with people who are sincere and they have actually achieved what they're talking about. There is tons of information out there that is powerful and can help you change your life. You have to believe that. I just can't believe sometimes I'm listening to a podcast. I'm just hearing a person's perspective and just their insight. Because I know that all it takes is one new strategy, one new way of looking at whatever the subject matter is that I didn't think of because I didn't have their 5, their 10, their 20 years of experience that can make all the difference in the world to me. I personally believe there are a lot of good people out there with a lot of great information, and it's just me shifting through all that information, sifting through it, finding out what applies to me. But really, the burden is on me to draw out the useful information and then take it and apply it. And I want to talk about that a little bit later. So I don't believe that you got to watch out. You can't believe everything you read on the internet. There's so many people out there just giving out misinformation. They're just trying to get your money, or they're trying to mislead you, or they don't know what they're talking about. So that's number one. Number two, what do you hear about the dangers of so much information on the internet? You hear about information overload. Just getting so much information that you can't process it all. And so you end up doing nothing, right? And that is definitely something you should be concerned about, because at the same time, when I talk about there's so much great information out there that passionate, knowledgeable people are sharing, and you gobble it up, you download all the free audio seminar programs that are there for free, you listen to all the podcasts, you take advantage of all the free ebooks, and what do you have? Hopefully, you're organized enough to put them in a specific folder on your computer, but I know how it works. I fall into this trap sometimes myself, is I download the information, I sign up for email newsletters, I get the free programs, and I don't get to all of them. I probably don't get to a good 90% of them. I see a video like this one. Oh, I want to hear what this guy has to say. I like his stuff. I heard great things about him. Let me bookmark this free video that he's offering on YouTube. I got to come back to it later. And you never come back to it later. It's definitely a challenge with all this information out there when you start believing that it can change your life, collecting information, but then feeling so overwhelmed that you don't do anything about it. And that can become a real challenge when you know you want to take your life to the next level. You know you're struggling. You know you're driven to do something different, and it's out there, but then you have to look at yourself. You have all this information. You collected it. You even might believe it could help you, but you're not doing anything with it. All right? So getting to the right source of information with all the information that's available on the internet, that's a challenge for some people. You hear about that all the time. Information overload, taking in all this information and not really following through, listening to it, watching it, reading it. All right, those are definite dangers. Let me tell you what I think the biggest challenge now, in this day and age, when it comes to information on the internet. I think the people who have worked past those two challenges. They found sources that they can trust. They have all the information downloaded onto their computer, many times for free. Sometimes they've even invested in it. And then they don't follow through because of the onslaught of information, the information overload. When they get past that, I talk to a lot of men who are committed and focused, and they've taken in the information. They know it on one level, and that's where the challenge comes in. They are in this state of complacency, yet frustration, because they have found this information. They have read it. They've watched it. They've listened to the podcast, and they think they know it. They think that they're now empowered with this information because they absorbed it at one level, yet they're getting no closer to their goals. They're still in a state of frustration. They can't seem to break through. And so, and I, again, as I talk to men from all around the world, they have two ways of looking at it. Number one is, I know this, and now I just need to keep on doing what I'm doing, because I know the information and it'll eventually come through. So just more of the same now that I'm armed with this information. Or they start thinking, well, my situation is so specific and so unique. I have this challenge. I don't remember him having that challenge. Oh, he's more privileged. He has this set of circumstances that are different than mine. And that's why this information isn't working. Let me tell you, what I believe is you don't know what the presenter, the expert, the person who's passionately sharing this information, he wants to help you change your life. You're not getting it at the level you need to. And you're not continuing to dig deep enough to figure out why this isn't working for you. It isn't that you have to keep on doing what you're doing. And it isn't because the presenter, the expert, his situation is different than yours. His situation is unique. It's special. It's different. It doesn't apply to you. It's because you're not really getting it. You're not seeing how it applies exactly to you. You're not seeing the burden is on you to find out why it's not working. And I'll tell you, I talk to men all the time. This is why I do videos like this. This is want to introduce myself to you, that I'm a credible source to help you take your life to the next level. But then, in this day and age with so much information, the days of giving people free ebooks, free audio programs, hell, I have a manformation program that I sold for $100 to thousands of men all around the world. It's changed their life. It was the entry to steps in their life, growth in life, getting even closer to me through maybe one-on-one coaching because of that program that they invested $100 in. I give it away for free, knowing that it can change your life. So many men have downloaded it, but they don't listen to it. And the reason why, I know they talk to me. They get in a situation where they're emailing me, they're talking to me actually personally on the phone, and there's so many challenges. I mean, I've discussed that in great detail, that free program that you downloaded. I know it's just sitting on their computer, or they casually listen to it, or they listen to it from their own frame and not push themselves to think outside their normal way of thinking to really get it. The day and where you just are going to change your life from reading an ebook or a free audio program, those days are gone. And for those leaders like myself who are forward thinking, now it's about this interpersonal connection. It's getting this information and then somehow talking to you about your specific situation so you get it. So you get it. That's why I have these emails. I give you the opportunity to ask me a question. Then I can follow up with a phone call. On Saturdays, a lot of times, what I'll do is I'll say, hey, random phone calls, because I'm going out of my way to not be more disconnected from you, not to teach you from a distance. I'm trying to personalize it, but I have to talk to you on the phone. We have to go back and forth. So that information that you're collecting, it can actually be applied. It can actually take you to the next level. That's where information is going now, and that's why I'm the front end of it now. I'm trying to be a leader to connect with you so you don't have information overload, or you don't start collecting this information. I'll tell you, like I said, I talk to guys who are challenged. That's when they get a hold of me. They're frustrated. They're determined to get to the next level. And they'll be able to recite, to repeat all my stories, all my analogies from my blog posts, my videos, my podcasts. I can tell they are dedicated listeners to my message, right? But they just get it in theory. They just get it in theory, right? I talked with one gentleman, and actually we talked on the phone for quite a while 6 months ago. And I take people through this process where get them clear on where their goals are, right, and the reasons why they're connected to them, and also the challenges that stand in their way. It's very personalized. And I remember this particular gentleman. I spent 3 hours with him one night where I could have been with my family. Now, it's 6 months later. He's even more and more frustrated because he does believe that he knows all the information. And I said to him, I go, well, what do you remember about the conversation that we had? What did you get out of it back then? And he said, well, I didn't learn anything new. And I just heard the same things that you talk about on your podcast and in your videos. And I said, really? So that conversation, that 3 hours that we spent together, it was just a podcast that was personalized just to you, me. Actually, instead of talking to the masses, it was just one-on-one with you. And he said, yeah, pretty much. Well, the thing is, when I talk to people, if I'm going to invest that time, I make a recording of the phone call, and I have it on my hard drive. I give it to them because I want them to continue learning it from it for years to come. And so I pulled it up there while I had him on the phone. Again, this is 7 months later after we talked, right? And he remembers that it's just a personalized podcast, same old information that he already knows. And again, this guy is 7 months more frustrated, right? And so I was just listening to the podcast because I know what I do, and he missed so much. He just missed so much of the value, the personalized attention that was given to him. And again, I understand the challenges. But the point is, the biggest danger, I think, for those of you who are really driven, really dedicated, listening to this powerful information, you want to change your life, the biggest danger I see these days is you heard it, you think you know it, but you're not doing it. And you get complacent. You don't understand you need to push yourself just a little bit farther to understand it from a perspective outside of your own. Now, I understand the challenge with that. I certainly understand the challenge of it. That's why I do what I do. Send me a question if you're going through a challenge. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. And if I choose your question to be answered in a video like this one, we're going to follow with a one-on-one phone call so I can get your specific details and I can push through so you can see how the information is going to help you take your life to the next level. All right? So if you are pushing yourself and you have enough information and you can't figure it out, think about what I'm saying. All right? Have a great day.